With a ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
He can find a fire before it starts to flame.
That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo with Mickey Mouse ears.
That's not Mickey Mouse ears. No. No.
Like
part one of today's
Smokey
Breakthrough
the
Entertainment.
Bear.
Well, not Smokey quite Smokey, but part one of today's Breakthrough Entertainment is our panda.
Oh, panda ears.
Yeah, his ears that he's wearing are our panda ears.
Oh, it's panda ears.
Yes. Because there's pandemonium in the studio.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some Panda Express.
I got it.
I don't know.
And we got Trisha and Eric. How are you? I didn't see you coming in.
Hi. So it's not the bear that tore Leonardo DiCaprio up?
No, that's a different bear.
You would tear up Leonardo.
It's the bear.
You?
We're going to be talking about the bear that just had a snow party in Washington, D.C. at the National Zoo. Did you guys see that video on YouTube?
No.
A gazillion hits when they had that huge snowstorm.
Yeah, playing in the snow.
And the panda was loving it, playing in the snow.
Oh, I did see that.
It was so precious. I tell you, panda bears are some of the cutest looking bears.
Are they friendly?
They're actually not. I heard that they look like they're all cuddly and friendly,
but in
real
life.
Oh, exactly.
They
are.
Will?
Yes.
Ooh, well, we'll find out from our panda expert a little bit later on in this hour. We've got on Mark Brody from Panda Mountain, National Geographic, and all that goodness.
Panda Mountain.
So we're going from pandemonium to Panda Mountain. I like it.
So part one of
just
today's Breakthrough Entertainment. Wow. Today's part one of our Breakthrough Entertainment's three-part show today.
It is
all about pandas, yes. And I am wearing my panda headband from Kung Fu Panda 3. And I'll get to that shout-out in just a second.
That's right.
And by the way, that song that brought us into the show is Smokey the Bear by Eddie Arnold. It's a two-parter, of course.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah, it's very old, but it's in honor of part one, Breakthrough Entertainment's Kung Fu Panda 3 presentation. And then in part two, we're going to be talking about some other movie that mentions Smokey the Bear.
By the way, giant pandas are normally peaceful animals and bamboo eaters, but they have been known to attack humans.
Oh.
Because of their size up to 330 pounds, this could be dangerous.
Ooh.
Well, I think it's only if you, like, invade their area, right?
It says provocation.
Provocation, yeah, exactly. So if you they wouldn't want you to come up and hug them.
And by the way, we are streaming live, in addition to on KPHX 1480 AM in Phoenix, we're streaming live on Stream, STRE
dot AM. And Meerkat.
And Meerkat, Eric Reiner, one on Meerkat, Break Radio Show on Stream, STRE.AM/Break Radio Show. And one of our watchers right now, Alex18, can you guys give me a shout out? Alex Gonzalez from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Shout out, Alex Gonzalez, St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Wow.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. He said Minnesota.
And who else we have?
Oh, in our second hour, we're going to be talking about
See,
all
I'm
about
the one
the
that keeps
Guard.
Everyone on track.
Except when it comes to doing the live reads.
Exactly.
This is when we go to pure excitement.
Right. Well, in our second hour.
That's a toilet cleaner.
No, I said pure excitement.
Thank you so much.
Our second hour is going to be all about some more ways to die at sea.
Oh, how fun.
Or perhaps some ways not to die at sea. The Finest Hour is the new Coast Guard rescue movie that we're going to be talking about.
A true story, by the way.
Very true story. Huge cast in this. We'll be talking about that, and we'll also be speaking with Wayne Spivak of the Association for Rescue at Sea. So we'll see what we can learn from that.
Wow, nice.
And we've also got on the cast of Cooper Barrett's Guide to Surviving Life. I got a chance to
speak. Oh my God, really?
Yes, from Fox.
I don't know what that is.
Cooper, be quiet. It's a great new show on Fox. It's absolutely hilarious.
Oh.
We've got to check out.
It's just the panda ears. We have to harass you, Joseph.
I know.
So not our listeners can't always hear what we hear in our ears.
Yes.
And so basically he just got ribbed by Eric, and that's why he goes shut up. He was not saying shut up to everybody out there.
No, I think I actually said that over the air.
Yeah, he said that over the air.
Well, it's our one of our watchers says he has a great voice, the guy in the background.
That's probably me.
Yeah, that's probably me, baby.
I wish it was the guy in the foreground.
Okay, is it this one or is it that one?
Thank you for commenting.
All right,
though.
And the third hour.
And in the third hour,
Daniel O'Connor, the filmmaker of Look Again, a great movie coming out of the Sedona Film Festival. That is February 20th through the 29th, I believe.
Yes.
In Sedona. Phenomenal.
Beautiful film
festival.
An incredible cast of filmmakers and films that they're going to be showing.
And we got the executive director for the Sedona Film Festival, Pat Schweiss, calling in at 11:20. Good action. A lot of stuff going on there. But however.
And what about 11:40?
I mean 11:40. I'm
Schweiss,
sorry.
Isn't that a brand of cheese?
Yeah. 11:20, we do Fun Talk or something.
Fun Talk. Sounds like some great planning.
We'll do
there.
A voice off. No. And also, this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road. You definitely want to see Alexander. I mean, this guy, I say it every week, honesty, integrity, and just incredible customer service.
He's an all-around good guy. Once you find him, you don't need to take a second look for a mechanic because he's awesome.
He is awesome. Call him 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Again, that's Alexander's All Care Automotive. Worth going down there, no question about it. And tell him I said hi. So here we are.
Yes.
Another episode of Breakthrough Entertainment.
And I do want to let everyone know that, of course, the show is 3 hours and you're going to want to stick around for all 3 hours. But I'm unfortunately not going to be able to stick around for all 3 hours because I'm going
to
be listening as I'm getting ready for my big graffiti bar crawl. Of course, I do this twice a year.
What is a graffiti bar crawl? I forgot.
They write on you.
See, here's my marker.
You wear white. Yeah. You wear white and everybody
is that the
goes
one you
with
write
various,
underneath, I've got
various
my white t-shirt
colors
on.
Of markers.
I'm a blank slate today. I'm a blank slate. So
can I?
Well, I won't comment on that.
Yeah, me neither.
I was going to say, do we get to be the first to mark you up? Or
no,
we have to wait till the graffiti
You have
crawl?
To wait till the graffiti crawl because they, you know, you've got to have a blank slate because some people have walked, you know, they've
and
tried
And you can
that
draw
before.
Pictures?
Yeah. Oh, they're very dirty pictures.
I'm looking at your notes here, Joseph.
Very
what does
dirty.
C&O mean?
Who?
Cell and office.
Oh.
Yeah, you've never seen that before?
Yeah, but usually it says cell or office.
I know.
So
I was rushing in the car.
Do you have an office?
You're a Russian?
No.
What the heck?
No. He's from Minnesota. All right, so
Minnesota.
But yeah, I'll be going to my graffiti bar crawl. And in case any
but
of our
wait a
listeners,
minute, is that a black marker?
Well, I've got a black marker. Yeah.
Do you have colored Sharpies too?
I've got a red one. Yeah.
Only red and black?
Yeah. I had
Well,
other
that's because you're in black and white mode for the pandas.
Right, yes. Well, okay. I had, what's black and white and red all over? No,
what are they going to draw on you? Let's guess. What do you think?
Well, they draw arrows to certain body parts
and
world famous radio host.
Will they draw, you know, things like the mirror? Remember, you know, objects in this mirror may be...
That's a good one, yeah.
You mean down south?
Yeah, larger than
there's,
it
yeah,
really is.
Yeah, there's a lot
is.
Of arrows pointing and a lot of just obscene things.
Wow,
it's
like that stuff. Huh?
You know what I also like about it? It's free groping there. It's free groping.
Free groping?
Yes,
you don't
yes.
have to pay?
No payment. No payments necessary.
What happens
no
if Van Buren then?
No.
That street goes
well,
dark
well, wait
today.
A minute. True groping or just that because you're riding
groping.
On somebody's shirt
well,
that you're
riding,
touching things that
yes,
you might normally not be allowed
exactly.
to touch.
You can't just like,
but
oh,
you can't
throw
go up and just like, uh-uh.
Exactly. That's a different bar crawl.
Honk, honk, end of the line.
But, you know, in order to write straight, you know, with your marker, you've got to be able to kind of like put your hand one place and like trying to like flatten the shirt and say, oh, and you know, and everyone's usually drunk, so it's all good.
And does the shirt get tighter or something? Or
why would the shirt get tighter? I don't, well, you know what? This is for After Dark. This has gone a little bit farther than I would. But my point for mentioning this is that last, six months ago at the graffiti bar crawl, one of our wonderful listeners, Bobby, we haven't heard from her in a long time.
Yeah, what happened
to her? We hope that she's doing well. We absolutely love Bobby.
Well, after she started talking about where she's working and all the fantastic deals and things they have over there, I think she probably got her own following and they're really keeping her busy. So she can't be calling us. She can listen to us, but she can't
be
calling in.
Or she's dead.
that's not
stop
nice.
It.
That's
she
rude.
Is not.
That's very rude.
She
because
is not.
She is a great listener. And my point for mentioning this is Bobby came out at the last bar crawl, the last graffiti bar crawl, and with this huge sign.
That was like a year ago, wasn't it?
It was 6 months ago. World famous film critic Joseph J. Erdo. She wrote on my shirt. I wrote on her shirt. Signed and never autographed. I felt like a star. So thanks again to Bobby. And in case anyone out there is wanting to come visit as well, grab yourself a few markers and a white t-shirt and come out to Mill Avenue. Of course, we're going to be going to the Petal House Brewery, Handlebar, Fat Tuesdays.
Didn't Bill Clinton like to write on clothing?
With his, yeah.
No, he liked to smoke.
El Jefe.
Well, and
Dirk
do other Bentley, things.
Mill Avenue Q Club. I'll be having a Long Island iced tea over there. You want to have a Long Island iced tea?
Now, what, Joseph, I got a big question for you.
And moonshine.
Moonshine. Oh.
The bull riding.
So I was in New York, I don't know, maybe it's a year ago, I forget, and we went to Times Square, my first time there,
yeah.
And they had women that just had body paint on and no clothing.
Oh, we've seen that. Remember at the Santarchy?
So can you just go with nothing body paint, and you bring, rather than markers, you can paint people?
I haven't seen that at the graffiti
bar. Is that legal?
I don't know.
Is that possible?
I will have to find that out.
Where would you start your painting if that happened to you? Where would you start?
Is there any question?
Yeah.
On the eyebrows.
Exactly. Is that where you'd start?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
what?
No.
Oh, where would you start?
On the pasties.
Okay.
Boom. All right. Microphone drop. There we go. No, I don't know. But anyway, it is an absolutely fun event.
The Tasty Pasties?
It's actually a charity.
But why are they wearing pasties if it's supposed to be all
Yeah,
made?
That's what I got confused.
Well, because otherwise it is illegal then.
It is?
Yeah, I think so.
Why in Times Square?
I'm not an attorney.
No,
we'd have to call
is.
Doris Markovic.
They had to wear pasties.
Yeah.
Not at
or
the Hideaway.
Paint, or have paint over them.
Oh. I had paint remover.
What?
Yeah.
Turpentine.
Have you ever heard of there's brushing type painting and I think there's a thing called finger painting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
I heard of that once.
Okay.
All right. Back to you,
Joseph. I'm afraid to say anything there.
Exactly.
But I do want to mention that it is for charity.
Oh, that's good.
It's benefiting MS. Benefiting, you know.
Very cool. That's always MS.
Actually
MS.
The fight against.
Fight against MS, yes. Must, I'm trying to, yeah.
Yeah, against
oh,
MS.
It's not for MS, it's against it?
Right, exactly.
Hey, what
so
happened
right,
to that telethon? Oh, no, that wasn't
MS. No, that
MS.
Was MD. Yeah. That was muscular
That's
dystrophy.
Very sad. Yes, I have a big commentary on that. Yes. Where what happened to Jerry Lewis?
I know.
I think they booted him out.
He's still around.
That's not fair, right, Eric? His own organization. And
well,
look what happened.
The thing
to
that
it.
He grew and did so much for.
Yeah.
But you know what? Different personalities. But you know what? Sometimes people make up their mind before they should.
At some point in his life, he was not the nicest of guys.
Oh.
And also, of course, you know, February starts February sweeps.
What's
course,
that mean?
With all the broadcast media, they get Trump out there. Trump? No.
Trump.
Trout?
What?
What am I trying to say?
Trout?
Here? Trout?
That's fish.
Spout? No.
What?
Trout.
I'm just going to simplify it. They bring out their absolute best.
Oh, correct. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And they are putting it out on show because this is the time when they get all their ratings.
Right. And we're going to be doing that
so
as
well.
So
the sweeps time is when we want, you know, everybody wants to do, put out their absolute best product,
yes,
so that everyone will say, "Ooh, I like that channel. Ooh, and I want to watch that."
I never
that.
Heard of that.
And you're going to love Breakthrough Entertainment's February sweeps because we've got our Super Bowl spectacular next week.
Oh, yeah.
We've got then the week after that, we've got our Valentine's Day special mm-hmm. on the 13th. Mm-hmm. And then after that,
football sounds more interesting than I'm not a football fan.
Feetball?
Feetball.
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 Yeah. Yeah. But
you know what, though? Super Bowl is one of those events that goes across the lines. You do not have to be a sports fan to enjoy Super Bowl.
To enjoy the commercials.
Exactly, because you've got great commercials, great parties.
Great cheerleaders.
Great halftime shows.
Great body
painting. Various entertainers.
Puppy Bowl.
They have the Puppy Bowl. Kitty yeah,
bowl.
They have
You can
the
adopt
Pro
the puppies.
I mean, you know, they yeah. have all kinds of really cool stuff yeah. around the Super Bowl. So even if you're not a Super Bowl fan, you can enjoy the season.
And you're gonna enjoy this show as well. And I, like I said, our Valentine's Day special, I've been picking our music for that. We're going to be having some chocolate in studio, working on some aphrodisiacs in studio.
Really? And he's hoping that there might actually be a girl in studio,
hey,
which
know.
Would be
you
nice.
You think there'll be a girl?
He's invited
or
the kissing expert.
So you did?
Yeah, he did invite her to come
Speaking
in
Speaking of girls, the Puppy Bowl has a kitty halftime.
Nice.
Now, wait
What's
a minute.
Word for
how come, how come the kiddies have been relegated to halftime, just like the cheerleaders?
I don't
I think
know.
We've got something sexist going on
well,
here.
When I was a kid, I thought cats were girls and dogs were
exactly.
boys.
Exactly.
So
most people do.
I guess that's why.
Well, I never thought that.
And then you learned how to check.
I thought sheep were girls and dogs were cats.
Sheep?
Yeah.
I bet you did.
That's pretty not bad. Okay.
And then after that, 3 weeks from now,
three weeks.
The third week in February, is Breakthrough Entertainment Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies 5.5.
Why half?
I don't know. Because it sounds fun. And then the week after that, Breakthrough Entertainment Snow Show.
Again?
Part whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that mean Snowball?
Third annual snow show.
Snowball will be involved?
Third annual. Well, I don't know. We'll see. We're working
Park
on it.
Park City? Sundance is going on. Did you know that?
Sundance, yeah. Yes, it is.
I didn't go.
Neither did I.
I didn't even know it was in Park City.
I didn't either. I thought it was in Dance Square.
I don't know. I thought it was somewhere.
Square
You've
Dance.
Been to Park City before, haven't you?
No. I went to Salt Lake, though.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No, it was sort of nice. But I was close because it's only a half hour away.
Yeah.
You've been to Park City?
I enjoy
yeah,
Park
course.
City. Yeah, Park City. It's,
I've skied
it's,
there.
It's smaller. It's got some great skiing.
I've parked before.
Yeah, and Salt Lake is beautiful, too. Utah in and of
before.
Itself, if you are into rock climbing, if you're into mountain biking, if you're into skiing,
welcome
if you're
to the travel show, ladies and gentlemen.
Any of those things. No, really, they have it all. They even have the Dinosaur National Park there where you can see all kinds of really cool real dinosaur bones. And, I mean, they have so many things in Utah. And yes, as part of our destination show, one of these days, we will be highlighting Utah.
Yeah, I actually like
Yeah,
Salt
and Zion's
Lake.
National Park, Arches National Park, they have the beautiful, you know, desert scapes.
Okay.
That's where the Mushroom Tabernacle Choir is.
Is it? No.
Oh.
The Mellow Mushroom.
I bet that was probably an interesting song. If they're on mushrooms
there
while they're singing.
There is actually a Mushroom Tabernacle.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there is. It's actually a parody on the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Oh.
Well,
I didn't know it.
Well, we got to get the pandemonium started.
Actually, I thought it was the Mushroom Tab and Apple Choir.
Tab is a pop soda.
Oh, and who's the mom? The pop and the mom.
That's good.
Why do they say pop and not mop?
Because when you open it, it goes pop. So it's soda pop.
What happens with the mop? Or the
oh,
mom.
Look at that.
Well, anyway, sorry.
That's the 7-Up.
Anyway, right. We got to get the pandemonium started. So
I think pandemonium already started.
Right. So I do have my panda ears on, and we will be talking about. I will be reviewing Kung Fu Panda 3 right after this break, and this song from Kung Fu Panda 3, "Try" by Patrick Braska. Of course, it's a great message. You just got to keep trying, right? Regardless.
I thought Pink said that.
Ooh, Pink. Good group.
Lots and she's a
group.
Girl. She's a girl all by herself.
All right, she's a girl.
I will say
and,
though.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.